is Richard Wilson of Mad Shelley Films, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto Radio.
Back massage, that's pretty cool. Wow. Where did you get the idea to put these little wooden things in here?
Just only $20 each.
But when did you come up with, like, how did you come up with that idea that, you know, hey, this is something I'm going to do?
Oh, yeah. Without these, I drive a long time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, too much sticky. But I know, though, usually this is an Oriental idea.
Oh.
Oriental, I'm Korean. Korean driver has a lot. These.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. When I be there, the taxi driver, whole pack, this.
Oh, okay.
But here is not whole pack. I try to find this where in Koreatown, nobody has it, so my son find it.
Oh, that's great.
I found it.
Oh, that's great.
They have two color, like me,
yeah.
Mixed it. Yeah, the yellow and black.
Oh, that's great.
And they have a black, all black too. I try.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very comfortable to me. So
yeah.
So, later I extra order the three. What color do they have? They have all black. Okay. Black order, all black. Yeah.
So do you notice a big change with this? Like it's a lot more comfortable for you too?
Yeah,
that's so cool. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's not expensive, right?
Yeah. I've never even seen something like that. I mean, it's just so interesting. It's like beads of some sort woven
like
together.
Yeah. You can check Amazon.
It's really neat.
Free delivery. Also good.
Wow. So how long have you been driving Uber?
1 year and a half. 1 year and a half.
Do you meet a lot of interesting people?
For this?
Yeah, a lot of interesting.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Wow, what's that? Where did you buy? Amazon.
So what do you like to do also instead of, you know, you do Uber. What else do you like to do? What hobbies do you have?
Me?
Yeah, what do you like to do?
I retired last year.
You do what?
Retired.
Oh, you're retired.
So I found this job.
Yeah, so you do this, and then what else do you like to do? Do you play the harmonica or something, or paint or draw? Or
no.
Whittle?
I only playing the golf.
Golf?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm single.
So do you, what do you like best about golf?
Huh?
What do you like most about playing golf?
Golf?
Mm.
Where?
Oh, I thought you said you like playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So what do you like about it?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like just being out in nature?
Yeah, my area.
Oh, yeah.
I live in Torrance.
Oh, wow. So you mostly,
Crossbody.
So you come all the way out from Torrance to drive Uber in these areas, huh?
We don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know, huh? What's the farthest you had to pick up someone? Or even drive someone? How far?
San Diego.
Oh, wow.
And Santa Barbara, up there. Palmdale.
Hmm.
Well, problem is, when I be back, nobody.
Oh.
You understand, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the fare is not good. Almost 5 hours for San Diego.
Wow.
I cannot cancel.
You cannot cancel it?
I cannot
cancel. Oh, boy.
After, like today, you?
Uh-huh.
I starting all seat, right? Starting, I know where you're going.
Oh,
before,
right.
I don't know.
Oh, right.
Avoiding the cancel, well, somebody, if I know, I wanna be there. Shit. Cancel, right?
Yeah.
Like that, it's company big problems. Company do not show me anything.
Oh.
Only after pick up, you go to there. I already starting.
Oh, boy. Then they go, surprise, surprise, you're going to Arizona.
Nobody, probably. If I go Arizona.
Does it at least pay for your gas if you drive out to San Diego? No, it doesn't even pay for the gas.
Yeah,
oh,
just only the fare.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So, long trip is, when I go over there, it's good. When I be back, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit.
Just a few people, like a long trip, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I do not want to go on.
Yeah, sometimes it's a long trip. Oh, wait, is this... oh, yeah, you can turn here.
Here?
This is... Yeah, I know that's telling you to do something different, but
okay,
you'll
problem.
See how this is. There's, it's kind of a dead end. Okay. And this always gets strange.
Many times.
And then we go left at this
here?
One.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. She's going to be happy.
Yeah.
You are barely gentleman.
See, look at, there's a wall there, so there's no way to get around. And so I try to help out the Uber drivers so they don't have to keep driving around and go, how do I get in here?
Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh,
oh yeah, here we are. Right here is good. This is a perfect spot. This is exactly where we need to be. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much.
Have fun driving.
Yes, sir.
Time.
I know. I feel good though. I think it's those vodkas I've been drinking.
That probably helped. Thank you. Oh, is this him? This is him.
Might be. Here it is.
He doesn't have the light.
Yo. Yo, that's opening the door for the lady. Are you in there? I don't want to crash your foot. Okay. Hello. Ooh. Thanks for finding us, first of all. And then second of all, thanks for picking us up.
No thanks problem. For finding us.
Because, you know, it's possible that an Uber driver will find you, and they're like, no, I'm not going to pick that. Wait, something tells me you might be tired. Is this true? Or is this false? Oh. Why are you tired?
Why, Jenny? Why? Tell me the truth. Tell us both the truth. He needs to know the truth, and I do too.
How long have you been driving Uber?
How long have I been driving what? Uber?
Yes.
About almost 3 years.
What are your thoughts so far?
Thoughts of what?
Driving it. Do you like it?
It's all right, I guess. I see a lot of crazy shit, so I can see it here.
Yeah. Okay, please give us one crazy story that you've encountered.
Like crazy stuff as in that, picking up people?
Oh, like picking up somebody in the street or something? And someone getting stupid or something?
Well, yeah.
What have you seen that's crazy? Just
Yeah.
Random.
Oh boy. Are there any involved with people throwing up in the backseat?
No, I beat the shit out of them. That
happens. Oh, good, very good. And then you also still get your $200 refund as well, right?
No, it's $450.
There's an Uber. Oh, $450?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
because
god.
Because throw up is considered biohazard.
Biohazard.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, that's what they consider it.
That's
you
crazy.
Get reversed if someone
biohazard.
No, once you take the picture, send it to Uber right away.
Oh.
You know, right when it happens, they give it the $450 and then they charge the customer the $450.
Oh my god.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's $400. They raised it up this year. Well, actually, last year.
I met an Uber driver who actually prefers when overly drunk people get in their car, and he, what he does is he puts a plastic down in the back seat, and he sort of does this with the drivers. Yeah, in hopes that people will throw up, so he gets that extra money. So it's like that's his special modus operandi.
Yeah, I heard people doing something like that. Nothing like that, but I heard people doing stuff like that. Like, you know, they have a car that they really don't give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an extra car, and then people throw up. They just clean it up and let it sit for a couple days, but they get the money for it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What's your favorite aspect about driving for Uber?
My favorite I'm sorry. What?
Well, your favorite part about it.
My favorite part?
Yeah. You like most?
I see crazy shit. A lot of crazy shit I get to see.
The crazy shit?
Yeah. And I see sometimes drills, they show their, try to show people their tits, and they show their abs, show their cuts, show everything.
So they're trying to tease the Uber drivers, right?
No, they show people the street.
Oh, in the street?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
People are homeless people, or what?
I don't know, they're just showing their ass in the street, I don't know.
On drugs?
They're trying to show their
drugs,
ass in the streets,
maybe.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had I had a couple stories with girls trying to act all stupid sometimes too. I've been doing this for almost three years outside. Now I have to take out, I took out 11 people out of my car by force because they're acting stupid.
Whoa!
That's...
What was the last one?
Over to the right. There was a couple that I picked up in Glendale. The guy was acting stupid. And I told him to relax. He didn't want to relax. And then his girlfriend calmed him down, so he kept on driving. And he acted stupid again and just pulled over and threw his ass out.
Oh my god.
Do you have a camera or anything? Because
no.
I've seen a lot of Uber drivers that have the camera.
Yeah,
they cut the little camera.
The people that have cameras are the people that don't know how to fight or don't know how to do shit.
Yeah.
I don't have cameras because I don't want to go to jail behind it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I do stuff to people. If I put that on camera, I'm criminating myself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're a big guy. I would be intimidated to.
So.
I wouldn't want to mess with you.
A lot of people act stupid. They think they're all badass and stuff like that, but. Once I pull over and I do stuff to them, all right, and I have got some friends that are pretty around the corner pretty quick, then they calm their shit down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had some people acting stupid. I had a couple guys trying to act all heartbreak because they're drunk or they're acting on top in front of a girl.
Oh, God.
And then when they're crying on the side
and
of the road.
They're crying.
Yeah, I had one guy cry because I kicked him in the knee.
Uh-oh.
And he started crying.
Oh, boy.
In front of his girlfriend.
I don't know why guys have to act like that when they get drunk. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
I just started.
You kicked him in the knee.
Yeah. Well, I had steel toe boots that day. So I kicked his ass right in the fucking knee and he started crying.
Ooh.
And
see,
his girlfriend.
I know just when I bump my knee, I'm like, oh, God. I can't imagine being kicked in the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steel toe boots.
So you could totally write a book about your experiences, couldn't you?
Well, not write a book. It's just that. You know, you see some funny stories in
here.
Yeah,
right here at this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes
it's
on.
Insane.
Yeah, the people that have camera stuff like that are the ones that are. The ones like the. They're just like, they're either they're scared or they don't know what to do and all that
kind
of stuff.
I met a guy who had a camera and he was.
People
intimidated by some folks and he's like, he just wanted never for that to happen again.
That's why people have that. So, I have you guys on camera. And when I'm doing something to the people, they're like, oh, you have me on camera. I said, there's no camera in this motherfucking car. I said, the only thing you have to worry about is me and my friends taking you to Mexico.
Oh,
no.
And after that, when I say that, they calm the shit down and apologize.
All you got to worry about is me and my friends taking you to Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
after
God.
That, they calm the shit down right away.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
Thank
God.
You.
No problem. You guys have
You're like
night.
A bodyguard and an Uber driver. Dude, what's your name?
David.
Pleasure to meet you, man. Thank you. Just heard there was two interviews with Uber drivers, one on the way to Phil's Christmas party, one on the way home from Phil's Christmas party, and now thinking about it, it probably would have been good to interview folks while I was there at the party. I had some great conversations with folks about astonishing, you know, all this stuff that's so exciting that makes life so rich, the synchronicities, the magic of life, the camouflages in which the universe speaks to us. And it was amazing. It's so fun. I might have said it before and I'll say it again. I just continue to come across more and more folks who talk about these kinds of things. They bring up these kinds of ideas to me. In most cases, before I bring it up to them. So more and more of that is evolving in my paradigm. Oh, the train has arrived. You know, I think I'll take it. I'm here at the Chinatown station. I think I'm going to take you with me as I go on the train here.
This is Techno Station in downtown L.A.
ACU Citrus College Station in Azusa.
All right. We are one stop away from Kaechung. Yeah, that's right. I'm on my way to Kaechung right now. The time is 12:22, and the show is from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Kim Cascone, who invented his own music software. He's worked with David Lynch. He's worked with this noise musician named Merzbow. And then we're also Brian DeVille is going to be in the studio today. Kim is not going to be in the studio. I think he lives out in Michigan or something. So we'll just put up the speakerphone. We'll have the speakerphone and then just put that right up to the microphone until the day occurs where they actually get telephones in the studio. And then, you know, maybe they'll have one of those, like they do in other radio stations, where they can just patch it through and you can hear a good crispy, you know, good crispy quality conversation coming through the radio, coming through the phone into the radio. So for today, in typical Kaechung fashion, in typical just DIY fashion, so to speak, we're going to put the speaker up to the microphone and see what kind of stuff he'll be talking about. One of his projects is called Silent Records. It's a record label that's been open since 1985, I think. So we'll get to be able to learn more about that. And he's created lots of projects, lots of music projects. He's created lots of music projects through the years. Ambient music. I was listening to, but he's got an album called Blue Cube, which you can hear on Bandcamp and also iTunes. I was listening to it on iTunes, and the sounds, I'm going to ask him if he works in the theta levels, if he utilizes isochronic tones, binaural beats, and incorporates that into the music that he does. Because I got to tell you, theta is that level, that brainwave level that happens when we're hypnotized, when we're sleeping. It's, you know, sort of the dream state, so to speak. I listened to a binaural beat. It was an hour long of theta. If you ever want to fall asleep, listen to theta sounds, binaural beats. You can listen to them on YouTube. And it's quite astonishing. I mean, before you know it, you're dozing off and you're sleeping. What I really wanted to do was experiment with myself in the sense that I would listen to the theta levels, and the idea I had in my brain was that more and more ideas, more and more dreamlike situations would appear to me. That was my experiment in listening to those theta levels. However, what I learned is that those theta levels just put me right to sleep, just listening to them. I was just out. So, so that's something I got to work more on. If there's a way that I can play the theta levels, stay awake, and I can't say that drinking coffee before listening to it will actually help. So, you know, I just don't know. I fall asleep after drinking coffee because I drink so much of it. Oh, which, by the way, I got this coffee when we did the private party at Newer. I couldn't stop raving about how delicious that coffee was. And I'm like, I gotta know what the name of this is. You know, where can I order it? All that razzmatazz. And it has the letter P on it. There's not much more information. I was asking these folks, to try to get as much information as possible. Well, at the end of the night, these guys gave me, like, they gave me a pound of coffee. They were just, you know, they're full beans. So what I did, I finally tested it out today, where speaking of coffee, I'm over here by Wonder Bakery. I'm gonna pick up some coffee. And what the hell? I'll take you with me. I'm gonna get two coffees, one for me and Brian DeVille. And it may be an invisible coffee, virtual coffee for Kim Cascone. Here we go. Wonder Bakery, where they cook wonderful pastries. I see a curry beef pie here, chicken pie, preserved duck egg. Now that's quite interesting. Cream horn, that's something else to consider. Egg tart. Is this barbecue pork pie? Barbecue pork pie. $1.85 for a little giblet. Lemon pie, $1.85. Apple pie, $1.85. Pineapple tart. Lotus seed mini moon cake. That looks good. You gotta make it down here. It's at, not sure what the address is here, but it's on Broadway.
Let's see here.
Hello there. Hello. I have a two small house coffees, mm-hmm. And may I have one of them with an extra shot? One of them with a shot of espresso, please. Thank you. As some of you may remember, we had Sma on the radio show, and this is where I actually met her. She used to work here. And it was great that she eventually, because I'd always invite her, but, you know, oh, you got to be on the show. But she was always working on Mondays. And it was great because eventually, you know, she quit the place and then got a job someplace else and then was able to make it to the show. Love how that comes around. You know what? I need my hand to hold this coffee. I'll talk to you more later. Wow. That was a great show. I had a wonderful rapport with Kim. And then Chenzi, the Wizard of LA, he showed up at the end of the show. I didn't even know that Brian invited him. So it was cool because he showed up, and then we were able to talk more great cosmic stuff, which always feels great. All right. Feels so awesome when you're able to just unleash the high vibrations on the radio waves like that. Those of you who have been listening to this podcast, of course, know that those are some of the most exciting things for me to talk about, investigate, embark upon. And explore. Who knows what will come first? Whether this podcast will be uploaded first, or whether the episodes, today's episode on K-Chung will be uploaded first. But you can rest assured that one or the other will be available at the same time and or before the other. So there you go. More on this later. So I'm heading on my way back from the DMV. I had all the documents except the social security number card. And even though I could prove with multiple documents that I am who I am, they still would not let me get past without that social security card. So, let that be a lesson to you folks. It's funny, I put out the intention on the way here. I said, you know what, I am not going to be waiting there for, you know, even an hour or hours. You always hear about people being stuck there for hours. I thought to myself, I am going to be here in and out in 20 minutes. And sure enough, I was out of there in less than 20 minutes. The lady insisted I had my social security card. I brought a bill that I paid, you know, electricity at the apartment, passport, my current driver's license, and still they wanted that social security card. So that is something to consider, ladies and gentlemen. Get that social security card. I'm realizing now that perhaps I think probably a much more appropriate intention probably would have been allow it to work even without a social security card. I think I put the intention more on the emphasis of getting in and out of there quick rather than the idea of having it work. So, let that be a lesson, folks. You can never have too much identification when you go to the DMV. They want to see your bills. They want to see your, you know, your passport. They want to see all kinds of stuff. And this is all just part of living within the Matrix. Living within the Matrix. The idea, too, is to try to live within the Matrix without getting bent out of shape about it. There is something, there's a lesson to be learned in this situation. That, you know, when we're these limitless beings and we decide to dive into this Earth school, I'd like to know how many of us in that realm are aware of all of the little things that are going to come to pass. Like, I just wonder if
if we're aware of all the little tiny things, all the little dials and intricacies. For instance, I just read an article about how now the state of California is going to charge you some sort of tax for doing Airbnb, and you're only going to be limited, you're going to be limited to, I think, 100, you can only rent it out for like 100 days out of the year. So that's something new also to consider. I was reading new rules about California that with your car, like, you know, even if it's a certain amount of years old, like if you have a car that's a certain amount of years old, you don't have to go get it smog checked. However, the trade-off is that they still want you to pay some kind of fee or some kind of tax, even if you're not taking your car to get it smog checked. So, it's really intriguing, huh? When you're in this crazy Earth matrix. Every country, every town has their own little matrix, their own little dome of certain rules and regulations and fees and fines and like kids could get in trouble if they're not wearing their helmets. And they're given this sort of like ticket thing, and then they have to go now to some sort of like bicycle safety school. And there, you know, there's a fine for that. It's really intriguing how this all works. Really intriguing. And I suppose the base thing would just be to realize that we are more than what any of these little tiny, what one might consider petty little things. Like when we dial back the hands of time to when the Native Americans were just living off the land. You know, there's no issue there with growing your own food. There's no issue there with pesticides in your food. There's no issue there with chemtrails in the sky or nanotechnology being injected through vaccines into children. None of that stuff was out there. But there's this photo. There's a photo of a 111-year-old native who is holding my buddy John Garside's little grandma on his lap, and she's 111 days old. So they took that photo because she was 111 days old. He's 111 years old. This guy had a full head of hair. He actually claimed that he was like 120 years old, but there's no way to actually truly verify that. And so the government only recognized him to be 111. But like, what a marvelous attest to just living off the land. It'd be interesting to find out how many people actually had diabetes back then, how many people had cancer back then, how many people had whatever any of these problems are that we see on TV with these commercials going, oh, do you have this issue? Here's a pill. Oh, do you have that issue? Here's this pill. Those things didn't exist because you didn't have companies who were synthesizing things in laboratories. Now, the ideal news here is, the good news is, that we can transcend all that by raising our vibrations, doing what we can to raise those vibrations, whether it be listening to binaural beats, whether it be eating healthy food. Like, for instance, when I went to do the eye appointment the other day, they were saying spinach, omega-3, and kale are all good for your eyesight. those will all help out with that. And how awesome is that? That's great to know. That's great to know. So, every once in a while I think about like who the person is or who the people are that are at the top of this, you know, at the top of the pyramid, so to speak, that are signing these documents, that are putting laws into effect, that are saying this is necessary, that's necessary. And see what their actual reasons are behind it. Are they coming from a place of love? Are they coming from a place of wanting to do what's best for the culture? For humanity? Not just the culture, whatever that means, but just pure humanity? Are they doing this out of love for humanity and going, this is really, you know, it's necessary that we have all these documents that you got to sign. It's necessary that you have to have all these things in order to get that one other thing. Like, I don't even want to get this real ID thing for my driver's license. I don't want to. They're telling me I have to. I don't want to do that. And now, what's equally interesting is that in addition to having to get that, I have to have all of these other documents to get that one document. Isn't it enough to be like, okay, here's my passport, here's my old driver's license, here's my, I don't know, whatever, Facebook page, I'm this person, let me call up my mother, have her verify it for you. It's very weird. Somehow the humans have been turned into the robots. Isn't that interesting? Somehow the humans have been turned into the robots. If you go to your automated systems, when you try to pay your gas bill, your electricity bill, if you talk into the phone and they don't hear you correctly, what do you have to do? You have to overly announce every single thing that you're saying so then it understands you, thereby turning you back into sort of a robot. Or, I guess, better a better enunciator. It's so interesting to me. I recently read about that remote village that's in Scotland where these people, they, you know, they're artists, they're, you know, they create stuff. It's sort of a bartering system out there. And I wonder, well, do they need social security cards? Do they need to get their real ID? Do they need to, you know...
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Do they need to do all of these little tiny things? Or do they just get to live off the land, garden their food, et cetera, et cetera? Anyway, I just had a rant about that.
Hey, this is Annie. Thank you so much for that amazing theme song. I loved it. Please send more. Thank you.
I am now heading up to the store. I'm going to get some AAA batteries for the fire, they call it, the fire stick controller. My mom will be in town. Ideally, we'll get some good podcasts from her. This will be fun. She's up for it. It's interesting. It's getting a little colder out here. I thought when I first moved, you know, when I moved out to California, I thought for sure it would be 80 degrees all the time. And no matter what, I could go up to the beach and swim. And there are those who do swim in this kind of... in these kinds of temperatures. I mean, there are those guys. I was just watching a video where there was a guy who does the what do they call that? Penguin swimming? What the heck is that title? What is that? Not penguin. Snow. If you remember the name of it, please let me know. Polar bear? Yeah, gee, polar bear swimming? What is that? You know what I'm talking about. They carve a hole in the cold water and they swim. Yeah, there's a guy who is just like known for doing that. And so he'll be swimming all the time. Like in the coldest of cold waters. And as I'm saying that, I'm walking past a person who's actually sleeping on the sidewalk in a sleeping bag. Oh, man. Every one of these homeless people has a story. Every single one of us has a story. When I see a human who's so very firmly set in their ways, you know, playing this human role, playing this particular identity, taking themselves oh so importantly. I'm wearing a suit. You listen to me. I am your CEO. Right? I mean, really, it's just a little baby. It's just a little baby. Sometimes I'll be on the subway or I'll be on the bus and I'll just look around at people and I'll go, you know what? These are all, like, I'll imagine them and I'll transform them in my brains as to just little babies on the bus, on the subway. Little babies in adult disguises. Someone over there is yelling, screaming about something. Well, that's a temper tantrum. They got a poopy diaper. So when I see these folks, I see these homeless folks, and they're walking around, they have no place to go.
Good evening.
It's interesting because they, you know, they at one time were little tiny babies. And their parents, you know, I'd like to believe their parents wanted the best for them and thought highly of their futures and hoped that they would go on to perhaps follow their dreams and passions and whatnot. Maybe some of them just, maybe some of those parents just, you know, I don't know. Maybe some of them were raised in orphanages or in foster homes. Who knows? So it's intriguing to look at these various folks and kind of think, okay, everyone's got a story. And then you wonder, okay, what brought them to that point? Is it mostly the idea of just not wanting to play the game, so to speak? Not wanting to be, you know, someone who has to pay for smog tests, someone who doesn't have to pay for phone bills, gas bills, phone bills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is one of the big reasons why, like, I just... Let me rewind. I like to do what I can to get folks to think about their highest joys and excitements, the things that really bring them alive inside. This is why when I interview the Uber folks, a lot of times they'll ask me, what do you like to do outside of this? You know, what are your hobbies? What do you most highly prefer, so to speak? What would you, if a genie popped up out of the, you know, out of the dashboard and gave you the big dream, well, what is that big dream? What is that thing that you would most want to do? And, or most like to be, or, you know, what are those things that you like? It's always important because I want to be able to, like, shake them out of their, that feeling that they're stuck in this hamster wheel, that they're, you know, that there's nothing more besides this thing that they're stuck in. And, I dig that idea, you know, getting the folks of, looking into those questions. There we are.
We've got them right here. Duracell Quantum. That's the one I need. Especially since it's called Quantum. That's what I'm going to be getting right there. As long as we get someone to open this up, which I fully believe we can do, which I fully believe we will do. There they are. Quantum, right? There's a CPPR. CPPR? What? Yeah, that must be it. Quantum. Oh, no. No, that's Quantum. Wait, what are these? Four? Wait, CPPPR, top quality. Oh, no, okay, no, those are different. Yeah, yeah. I think those are the ones I need to get. Are you waiting for someone to open up this thing?
Yeah.
Right? I'm looking for someone, too. I'm going to go find someone.
I found
them. Oh, you found someone?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like, oh, wait, he'd like some batteries, and so would I. Once he gets his, I'd like to get mine.
Yeah, I want like these ones. I want like this size.
Yeah, it's on
energy. You don't have single?
No.
You have two?
Just those ones. We also have an energizer.
How much is those?
This one is
the
seven.
Same price, right?
No, it's not. That one's cheaper.
How much?
Six. Now it's seven.
It's not a 999?
No, on top.
Oh, it's on top?
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna go get
ones?
The keys. That one's seven and that one's six.
Oh, okay, I want this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get the keys.
Thank you.
This is great. This is perfect because I came in looking for batteries specifically.
Yeah.
And you already got the guy. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm going over there to the cashier and I told her.
Right? It's tricky.
Because there's no battery here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you get lucky and you find someone just kind of roaming around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sometimes when we don't need it, we find it everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We need it then.
Yeah, I guess we do. This is the one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I'd love to get these AAAs right here. That one is the $3 one right there, right? This is
yeah, that one says $3. Duracell.
Cool. Were people stealing batteries? Is that why it's got to be in this hermetically sealed vault?
Yeah, it's weird because I'm from this area and everyone that I know is not weird like that. But then, like, you ask people, like, if they're from here, and most of everyone's like, nope, I'm not from here. So it's like, I think it's not the area's crappy, it's just the people. They
oh,
just
gotcha.
Steal things.
It's just the people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was born and raised right here.
And so this is always something that's always happened? Like, it's always been like
no,
this?
No, not when I was younger.
Oh, oh.
Because I would, you know what's funny? I would actually, the only thing that I would ever steal lighters, because I was too young to buy them. And it would look weird, so I would just be like, I'm not going to ask my mom.
Yeah.
So, but we don't even carry the lighters. I think that's because of me.
Dude, I know that. Your younger self, you did that domino effect, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of sad.
Well, thank you for being here. It was so crazy because I walked in here to want to get batteries, and I walk over, and I saw that one guy over here, and I'm like, oh, I'll go find someone. And he says, oh, I already got someone. Someone's coming over. And it was just the perfect moment in time that
I happened
to be here at the same moment. So
nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Wow. I love how it all works out, right? How it all works out. What else should I get? I feel like I could get some cat food, maybe. It's probably time to get some more cat food. Everybody in the world decided to come out here at this moment in time. We're going to forego the cat food at this moment in time. We'll be back for more discussions later.
Sherman Oaks.
All right, got me my batteries. That was quite a beautiful synchronistic moment, wasn't it? I went in there with the intention of getting those batteries. I walked up. There's already a guy there looking at the batteries. They put them in the battery cabinet. Some of you might see this. Some of you might not. And while I was there, well, you heard the discussion, but it was just astounding that that happened to happen at that moment. Now, one thing I wanted to mention was I saw a YouTube video. I believe it was yesterday, the day before. And the guy was explaining about how, you know, I think we've talked about this before, how we got electricity running through our bodies. Electricity, electricity. And so, you know, going to sleep, it's the recharging. It's the recharging of that electricity. And one of the things is he was talking about how between our spine, the bottom of our spine, and, yeah, like where our ass is to where the spinal column connects, you know, we got the spinal cord in there, and it was talking about how our stomach, all of those series of, you know, the intestines in there, that is our second brain, and we can activate that, and that's where the intuition, you know, kind of comes from. It helps out with the battery, the energy. And so there are breathing exercises we can do to then reinvigorate the electricity, reinvigorate the battery. Now, yes, I love coffee. However, I got to tell you, after trying this particular exercise, so imagine you go, you know, you breathe in, you know, from your diaphragm all the way up to your, all the way up to your chest, you know, your chest up there, and you reach your arms out like a Y, and then when you go, and you breathe out, you pull yourself in, you, and then you breathe in again, same thing. And there are certain increments that are good to do. One of them is 8. So you do 8 of those. I think you said 16 was another one. But when you do this, what it does is you're pumping the electricity through from your spine to your brain. You're going, you're pumping it, and it. You know, it gets it rocking and rolling. It gets it moving and grooving. It invigorates you. When you sit a lot, you're sitting on that pump. You're sitting on the electricity. So, this is why it's good to walk around, get some exercise, so your legs don't atrophy. I'm sitting all the time because I'm editing wedding videos, I'm marketing on the internet, kapow, you know, just doing all kinds of different stuff on there. And so there's a lot of sitting involved. However, as many of you can attest, I am also walking. I'm walking out there a lot. I'm always traveling. Subways, buses, walking. People say, why are you so skinny? I say, well, I'm walking all the time. It's interesting. Once you start walking a lot, you start noticing that, you know, like some, so, you know, certain things are, you know, only like a 20-minute or 15-minute walk away from here. In some people's brains, that's too long of a drive. A 20-minute drive is too long of a drive. I think of a 20-minute walk, I think, well, that's much less than a 2-hour walk. It's much less than a 1-hour walk. Plus, tons of ideas come to you while you're walking around, which is great to be able to have the podcast, to be able to put it all in there. Just put it all in there. I was thinking of an idea that I don't know if I ever talked about it on this podcast. Idea for a movie called Snooze. Do you remember me talk about that one? Snooze. It's inspired by Ray Bradbury's book, The Illustrated Man. Snooze would be about a guy who's sleeping, or a woman, I guess, or a kid sleeping in a hammock. I just envision a hammock. And doesn't have to be. However, it would be easier for this. It would be easier to be in a bed for this particular aspect, because I imagined it was someone who's sleeping, and their alarm goes off. They're supposed to do something. Maybe they're supposed to mow the lawn. I don't know. But the alarm goes off, and it wakes them up. And you know, kind of in the fashion of Princess Bride, he's telling the story, and then the kid asks a question, and then it stops, and then there's an interlude in there. Well, Snooze would be in that, similar to that sense, where as he sleeps, as he goes back into another dream, it's a whole other story. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, who knows? I know most Snooze alarms are like 9 minutes, so maybe a 9-minute movie is a one-and-a-half-hour film with 9-minute segments by different directors, different little stories. Could be fun.
Kitty, excuse me. Excuse me, excuse me.
Well, howdy do, everybody.